Okay, let's start from left mem beis and the beis, the bottom. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Let's start from Ein Mevarchim. Ein Mevarchim, Eloi make a bracha, Bori Minei, Bori Me'orei Ha'esh. Right, that's what it's referring to. Ein. Okay, Ein Mevarchim on the Ner and on the Samim Shal Nachim. It's going on that part of the Mishnah again. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Ein Mevarchim, one may not make a bracha on a Ner or Besam Shal Nachim because there's a Chashash. Well, the Gemara really is going to explain now exactly what the problem is. Bishlam Ner Shem Mishum Medloi Shavas. Ner, this halacha, Ner Sheshavas, Yom Kippur. Coming up very soon, you have to have a Ner Sheshavas. A Ner that was lit from before Yom Kippur. Why do we need that? Why do we need Ner Sheshavas? No, I don't remember. I don't know. No, something Yom Kippur. I don't know. Okay, but right now we're dealing with Shabbos. Shabbos halacha is Ein Mevarchim Mishum Ne'erish Mishum Lo Shavas. You're now on Shabbos in order to light to make the bracha Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Now we have to go back to the time. Why do we make a bracha Borei Me'orei Ha'esh Mitzvah Shabbos? It's because we commemorate the creation of Esh. What happened with Shabbos? Hashem put in the mind of Adam Harishon to rub two stones together to produce Or. It's very chiddush. The Esh was not part, I mean, it's part of my Sibirachus, but it's part of my Sibirachus in the form of the Shemesh. But this that man can produce, can recreate a Darg of Esh, came to Adam, was divinely inspired by, it was like a Ruch HaKodesh. That the Shprach who put in the Machshav Adam Rishon to put, rub together two stones to produce what?
HaKodesh.
I'm sure there's a very deep inyanim here. I do not know the deep inyanim, but this happened, occurred on Mitzvah Shabbos, and therefore we commemorate this. There must be, I don't know. They're very, very deep inyanim. But we commemorate this by lighting Esh Bedavka Mitzvah Shabbos. That's why with the exception of Yom Kippur, you never make a Bori Me'orei Ha'esh Mitzvah Yom Tov. It's always Mitzoy Shabbos. The Bishlam and Ner Mishum Tlo Shabbos. We understand Ner because Tlo Shabbos. If a guy, if the part of the halacha is that the Ner has to be a new Ner, well, not necessarily a new Ner, but it may not have been created through a Chilul Shabbos, even through a guy. So if a guy lit the Ner on Shabbos, it came into existence through a mice of Chilul Shabbos, it's not fit for a Yid to make the bracha Borei Me'orei Ho'esh. Bishlam Ner Mishum Tlo Shabbos, it did not rest. It came into existence on Shabbos. Ella b'sam in my time. Why is one not allowed to light to make a bracha borei minei b'sam? The reason why we make a bracha borei minei b'sam is to revive us from the chalisha sadas, from the weakness that we suffer when the neshama yisera departs from us mitzvah Shabbos. So what is so terrible of using b'sam that belong to a guy? My time aloy, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hocha b'mesibas oivdei kechav maskinon b'mnei shestam mesibas oivdei la'avoy d'zorihi inachnami. If we're dealing with b'sam that came from a guy that we know or we could assume that was not used for the purpose of a d'zorah, there is no issue whatsoever. Dealing over here with b'sam that are coming from the mesiba party that was used, that came from a party of a guy, and if we assume it was used for avodah zarah, and that's why it is zaser. The marham midutani seifa, ein mevarchim. That's not the pshat, because since the mishnah goes further and says ein mevarchim loy al haner v'loy al b'sam shel avodah zarah. So since that's the seifa, so mechlal derei shel abi avodah zarah skina. The gemara ein sam rav chanina misuya ma'itam. Come on, the second part of the mishnah is a classic piece of the gemara. The second part of the mishnah is a ma'itam is coming to explain the pshat in the mishnah ma'itam ein mevarchim loy al haner v'loy al Al habesam shel akum mibnei shestam mesivas ayzikavim la'avoid zara. Therefore, it's tashmishe avoid zara, and tashmishe avoid zara is asur behana. All your last mitzvah slavly honis nidnu. It's not for hana. So Tarit says that this is a very, very big yisoy, that the mitzvah, this type of mitzvah is l'chanes nidnim. What? Exactly, that's going to be the whole daf. The whole daf tells the yisoy of nevering ner is the daf to have hanah from the light. The besamim is for the purpose of giving a person chizuk. When the neshama yisir departs, he's weak, he needs chizuk, you have to have hanah in order to give you life. So it's a murdik yisoy, is that this is a type of mitzvah, the whole essence of the mitzvah, of takonas chazal, of besamim, and ner shall havdala is mamish lohanus nidnu.
I thought ner is for to see
the
to your nail.
Yeah, that's the type of hana. Those are kabbalistic inyanim because chava. Yeah, I didn't prepare these inyanim for tonight. These are good inyanim. Don't get me wrong. These are chashu inyanim, but to learn the Gemara, unfortunately, I'm very limited in that. I can prepare just blow the pasuk on the Gemara, but you have to have hana. You have to derive benefit. The way we do hana is, if you see your nails, that's again yoni kabbalah. That's called hana. But this is a very thing, important thing out of the Gemara is that b'derech klal mitzvah is rubadruba lavli hana is nitna, and meila isuri hana is usually not an isur unless it's not a shir. Something which is also the hana that must be destroyed. We have the yisoid nichtas kosei shiure. You don't have a shir. Most mitzvahs require a shir. If it's going to be burnt and turned into ash, then we look at it al shema osid. You don't have the shear. But if you don't have an issue of destroying it, so even though it's osid bahana, so what? It's okay. But that's not true when it comes to mitzvah Shabbos, to havdalah, to ner and besamim. There you have to be able to do it by pleasure. And since it's osid, it's avodah zarah, osid bahana, there's no solution. Tan rabban or shashavas mevorchin alof or shashavas, which means that it first came into existence since Motzai Shabbos, or for that matter, it was lit before Shabbos began. You lit a fire before Shabbos, and it's going for 25 hours before Shabbos. V'shaloi shava, then you can make a bracha. V'shaloi shavas. Rashi Silvier, what is Rashi Silvier? Shavas? No, there's no Rashi. V'shaloi shavas. But let's say the Ori didn't, was not Shabbos, which means that it came into existence on Shabbos itself. Im bracha, you don't make a bracha. Or my, the Morris says, my Shabbos, so my loy shavas. I name loy shavas. That it did not rest. Does that mean that it was not Shabbos? Period. In other words, let's say it did come into existence through Chil Shabbos, but it was not really Chil Shabbos. The one was permitted to light this snare for a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? A choila or yoledes. Tiatanya. Or shel chaya, a midwife, a woman that's giving birth. So I'm sorry, a woman that's giving birth. So the midwife would come, the mialedes would come and would light a ner so they can assist in helping the woman give birth. The shel chayla mevorchin alav. You're allowed to make a bracha mitzvah Shabbos on borim areho esh, even though this is not a ner sheshavas. This is a ner which came into existence on Shabbos, and the term that the Mishnah uses is not accurate. The Gemara says, "Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Shabbos, Shabbos machmas melechas aveira." In Achanu, we find the expression, and it doesn't have to be ner Shabbos. It can be ner that's not Shabbos. The issue is Shabbos machmas aveira. It did not come into this world to an aveira. Tainam yachi ashoshes. Ashosh means a lantern. Shehaisa delekes vehelechas kol hayom kuloi lemotzoy Shabbos mevarchin olecha, because that's called a ner Shabbos, and no aveira was done. Does not mean the ner was lit. The ner could be lit as long as it was not lit ba'aveir. If it was lit erev Shabbos and has been lit now for 25 hours, an aveir has not been done. Mail it is mutter. Tar rabbanan. Nachri shelik mis shalvi nu halacha. Nachri shelik mis shal. Let's say we have a ner that was lit ba'aveir. A Jew, a chaman litzlan, lit a ner on Shabbos, and along comes a goy, and a goy lights a ner mitzvah Shabbos. A goy takes a new candle mitzvah Shabbos, and he lights the new ner from the ner of the goy of the Jew that was lit on Shabbos, or the Yisrael shelik minachri, or let's say we have a Yisrael shelik minachri. Yisrael lights a ner from a goy. So in these two cases, mevarchin alav, it's okay, and we'll tomorrow we'll explain why, because it's already a step away from the Chil Shabbos. Even though if a goy lights in there on Shabbos and now it's Mitzvah Shabbos, we can't use it. Certainly if a Jew lights in there on Shabbos and now it's Mitzvah Shabbos, we can't use it. But if it's Mitzvah Shabbos and this is not the exact ner that was lit by a Jew or a goy, it's now a second level, provided that it is a different min, meaning that it's a Jew lighting from a goy or a goy lighting from a Jew, there is a difference of who's one from the other, then it is okay. The Gemara will explain in a moment in more detail. But let's say we have a nachri min nachri. If a goy lights in there on Shabbos, and Motzoi Shabbos, a new nachri enters and lights one from the other, then ein mevorchin alav, you cannot use that for borei me'or yo'esh, and it goes without saying that you cannot use a yisrael me'yisrael. Now the more is the question: what exactly here is going on? Ma'ishna nachri me'nachri d'loy mishum d'loy shavas. Why are you not allowed to use a ner that went from a nachri? Because where did the shoresh, where did the source come from? From a goy who lit the ner on Shabbos. Ihachi yisrael me'nachri nami ha'loy shavas. If a yisrael light from a goy, we have the same problem. It started off the iser. The chi tema, if you'll tell me the answer, hachi sur ozalei v'ho achrinahu. This is a new iser. The iser went away. The aver was done by the goy, and now mitzoy Shabbos Sayyid came along and lit a new ner, so he entered into the picture. Uviyad the yisrael kam misyalda. It's considered to be a new bria because the Jew is now lighting up fresh mitzoy Shabbos, a new maisa. Of a Jew has entered the picture. If that's the issue, El Hodatanya, if that's what you want to say, that it's considered to be a new Maisa, Hamaitzi Shal Heves L'Rishus Saram Chayif, we have halacha, a person carries out a flame. Now we're dealing in a situation where you don't have oil, and you don't have a shiur of anything other than the flame itself. It's like you blow a flame into the street. Okay, the details, you have to wait for Masech to Shabbos. It's very complicated, exactly like you look at the Rashi says, "Hamoitzi shalheves l'rishus." So when you carry a flame into the street, you're carrying a candle into the street on Shabbos. Person's chayif chil Shabbos for the candle. Forget about the flame. The candle. The person carries a candle. You light a candle in the home and walk out into the Rishus Sarabim. That's a Chil Shabbos. Forget about the flame. There's a Chil Shabbos for the Mamoshus of the Shava, for the wax. So we're dealing here where you're just carrying the flame. How can you carry the flame? So let's do the Rashi. Oh, let's with oil, right? Exactly. Look at Rashi. Hamotzi shalat l'sham b'shabbos chayiv u'makminilah b'mesechta beitza. Now I'm Shabbos. Going to shayfe l'cheres mishcha. You smeared a piece of cheres with oil. The itlei beinura, and you ignited it. Degacheles leko ela shalheves b'shem cheres lo mechayiv the less b'shiura. So the cheres is pachas mikashir. You need a significant amount of the cheres, and the oil is not significant, and all you have here is the shalheves. So the halach is chayiv. Why chayiv? Every single moment there's a new fire. The fire from a second ago, it's combustible. Oil is combustible. So every single moment, the oil that caused the flame has disappeared, has dissolved, is gone. And every single moment is a new shalemis. So what you took out, you only took out what had namaisa akira, but now what you're doing a hanocha is a new bria. So you should be potty in order to be chayif for Shabbos in the Kira and Hanocha, and you don't have that. Tanya Motzi Shabbos Bishul Sham Chayif, you chayif, Amai Chayif. We have to see the law over here of making a borei Mori Ho'esh, and the law of Hamotzi Shalheves is totally zebeze. Masha Okar Lohiniach, Masha Nichloi Okar. Just like here, you're teaching us that if the goy lights a nair on Shabbos, and then a Yisrael lights from that ner motzoi Shabbos, so it's considered to be a new maisa. Uviyod the Yisrael Sialda, it's considered to be a new maisa. The same way, it's called a new flame with regard to being permitted to use this for the bracha of borei me'or yo'esh motzoi Shabbos. It should be considered to be a new shalheves with regard to the laws of iser hoitzah on Shabbos. And yet, when it comes to hoitzah on Shabbos, it's considered one hemshach. It's considered one maisa hakir and hanocha yichayev. So it's chayev for Shabbos, and then should be considered hemshich of the goy's maisach and lock on Shabbos. It's not called a ner shel Shabbos. It should not be considered a misyal de biyad of Yisrael, and you should not be allowed to use this for your bracha of borei me'or yo'esh on Shabbos. Mashak aloy niach, mashnich loyakar. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. BMS is still in this. There's still shaykh in this. It's a very hard gemara, very deep gemara. You always a tremendous lamsha gemara. When you have a ner, the gemara is saying there are two parts in every moment in the ner. There's always a new maisa, but every new maisa also carries with it the koyach of the original maisa. So bein oigei the laws of Shabbos ein hachanami for the new maisa, the new or that's coming from the shalheves ein hachanami, you'll be potter because that you only have hanocha. But in that Tosefes or that you bring hanocha, you cannot deny. You also have the koyach, the original shoresh of that you lit in the rishus hayochet. But you also have tosef. Yeah. So it's you start off with one, and by the time you're putting it down, you're putting down one, and let's say the number 20, because every second you're going to a new. Yeah, every second it's two, 3, 4, 5, because every second it's a new shalheves. But every shalheves, when you have the number 7, it's 7, but you also be mamshich, a shtickle of number 1, because number 1 was the shayrish. So when you make the hanocha in the chanam, you're making hanocha number 25, we make, just for example, argument's sake, and number 1. So on the 25, that element 25 in the chanam, you put it because only you have a hanocha. But you still have the number 25, you still have a hemshich from number 1. Mele, you chayef number 1. But when it comes to making the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh, you're not making it on the 1, you're making it on the 25. Number 25 doesn't need an akira, you just need the hanocha for the bracha of borei me'orei ho'esh. So long as you did. With soy Shabbos, you just need the hanocha. For Shabbos itself, an akira and hanocha. That's the case. Also, one time in this, you saw it that you make the bracha on tosefta. So when it's different, take that to its logical conclusion. When you anochri lights from anochri, so what difference should it make when a Yisrael lights from anochri? Why? Just like when a Yisrael lights from anochri, it's okay. So when a nochri lights from anochri, it should be okay as well. Right? What was the rule? The rule is, if a Nochri lights from a Yisrael, no good. If a Yisrael lights from a Nochri, also no good. But if a Nochri lights, it's good. If a Nochri lights from a Yisrael, or Yisrael lights from a Nochri, it's good. As long as you mishamen from Yisrael to Nochri, or vice versa, it's okay. But if a Nochri lights from a Nochri, it's no good. Why not? Now that we have introduced the Yisrael, the reason why it's good when you change from a Nochri to Yisrael, Yisrael to Nochri, because of the Tosefta, because there's always a new Shalhev, it's all you need for Bari Maresh. So when a Nochri lights from a Nochri, also have a tosefta. You also have an additional shalheves, so it should be good. Hachi nachri nachri nami. The Gemara says ein hachi nami meikar hadin nachri nachri would be good, but you know why it's no good? Gezera mishum nachri rishon ve'amud rishon. A gezera because if you let you let nachri nachri, then that's what we'll let you do this week. Then next week you'll take the original ner that the nachri lit. A Nachri lit a torch, he lit a candle on Shabbos itself, 6 o'clock, Shabbos over 7 o'clock, he lit at 6 o'clock, he'll take exactly what he lit, and that for sure is also. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gezer mishum Nachri rishon ve'amud rishon, isharis b'nachri shilig minachri, mishach ha-sheicha. If you'll permit to light from Nachri shilig minachri, mishach ha-sheicha, Asi levuche b'nachri shilig b'od yom, uve oysa or atzmai, shaloi nitoisef mishach ha-sheicha. So Rashi is saying, Rashi is coming to explain this very difficult part of the Gemara, that the only time it's going to be also, the Gemara is coming to follow through the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara is introducing a Yisoid that even if a Nochri lights in there on Shabbos, or even if a Yisroel lights in there on Shabbos, there's nothing really wrong. Because when you come to Mitzoy Shabbos, and you come an hour later, this Tosefta, there's always something new. So you never really have a hechatimsa of a real iser. You never have a hechatimsa where it's going to be nerish shavas. Because even though it's true, it was lit on Shabbos itself, but a few minutes later, a few seconds later, it's a new shalheves. So you, even though it's true, it's a hemshach from the original shalheves, but there's the tosef. The teretz is, what happens if the nachri lights the ner the last second of Shabbos? Now, I don't know. what it means, Amud Rishon. I told you a second. L'chor, it's not a second. L'chor, it's more like, I don't know what it is. I don't know the Gedar. Let's say it's a minute. The Amud Rishon. When you come to the Tzadiyah?
Amud Rishon means the new fire that you're lighting from this one. It's the first flame that you're
lighting. The first flame, but
it's not the original. It's not this original fire. I'm making a new, I'm taking a new.
Nobody's saying uvamud rishon. Look at Rashi. Isharis benachri shilik lemenachri mishachashecha. Asi levuche benachri shilik bimbeod yom uve oisa or atzmai shaloi nitoisef mishachashecha. Kigoyin shivaruch alav samach lichlachashim. So Amud Rishon according to Rakubi, the Shulchan Aruch is he's saying from another rishonim. You have to see the rishonim. From Rashi it appears that Amud Rishon means the first kufa. What's it, kufa? I don't know, maybe it's 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I don't know the gedarm. It's more than 1 second. It's 10 seconds. So, yeah, I believe you. But this is what Rashi is saying.
But, it's in Yom Kippur, and it's really for, you want to know about Nesha Shabbos, yeah. But here, with Amud Rishon,
This
is another.
Ner Aleph Me Oishalav. Okay. Okay. I hear what you're saying. The Machlokes Rishonim, what it means. 100%. I'm asking. I'm just reading the Rashi. Reading the Rashi. Look at Rashi. Because according to that, you don't need to say according to that. Even Rashi that there was some of the Hashecha. Rashi by saying some of the Hashecha saying Amud Rishon should not. He's being consistent as Perush in the Gemara. So let's assume it's 10 seconds. The God lit the Nair the first time, so the first Shalheves lasts for 10 seconds. That is a violation of Shabbos. Shabbos, this Nair has been lit on Shabbos. That cannot be used Mitzvah Shabbos. Once if you come to second 11, Me'ikar Hadin Itzmuter, because it's you're being mevarich on the Tosefta. Now it's a different Shalheves. It's true, it came about through Isser. It came about through a Chil Shabbos and Maaser Shabbos. But now it's Tosefta. It's okay. That's not good enough. Gezerah. What's the Gezerah? Once we start, we begin to be lenient and allow you to light from whatever a Goy does, then you'll come to light what the Goy did mamish the very last moment of Shabbos. And the very last moment of Shabbos, it will be the Amud HaRishon, and it will be us. We're with Amud HaRashi. Isharitz benachri shehilik minachri meshechashecha. If we'll allow you to light, to use for your ner, what a Goy lit from another guy who lit on Shabbos, or see the time will come, he'll fall down the slippery slope. Levruchi to make a bracha, benachri shilik mi ba'od yom, benachri lit when it was still Shabbos, uve oisa or atzmo, shaloi ni toisef mishach hashecha. What do you mean? How could that be? Every 10 seconds, it's every 10 seconds, it's going to be ni toisef. Kigoin, shemavorech olav samuch l'chashecha miyod. You're going to make a bracha, shemavorech olav samach l'chashecha miyad, right, the last moment, that's what Rashi means, the last moment of Shabbos, and then you make the bracha immediately, so there was no time for it to be nitaisif, and that for sure is no good. As an outgrowth of that, we made all of these gezerais. So let's go back. Yeah.
Nitaisif is
but you have to wait until it's nitaisif. If the goy will light it the very last moment and then you're going to make the bracha, it's Slavad Rishon. It was not yet nitaisif, and that's for sure no good. As an outgrowth of that, we're making really a double gezera. Even though the guy lit it at 5 o'clock in the 5 o'clock in the morning, right? So you have already ready more than 12 hours later. This is definitely it's for sure nitoisef many times over. And number two, it's not even the original nair. Another guy lit it. It's not even the ma'isa. I don't know if that makes really a difference. That the Gemara doesn't seem to make a difference. The Goy lights, the Jew lights, it's already Nitaisa. But the point is, it's another, even when a Goy does a new Maisaf, that's the ultimate Nitaisa. Even if you do Miyad L'chayra. But even if you just let it keep on burning, it's also called Nitaisa. Let's go further. We have to go further.
Understand the concept of Goy lighting on Shabbos.
So in Echnami, so you see a whole new Yisrael. It's not a din. It's not a din of a goy doing a malacha for Shabbos. He's touching upon a whole new content which is unique to the din of Ner Shavas. When it comes to malacha, a goy is not mitzvah on Shabbos. Right. There's no shiloh of a goy does malacha for himself, and now a yid wants the benefit. Of course, it's mutter. When it comes to a Ner Shavas, it's a whole different sug. Even though the fact that this Ner came into existence on Shabbos, regardless of the fact that the Goy has no tzivui and is did it for his own benefit, it's still also for Yisrael to be Nenah for the purpose of Borei Me'oresh. Why exactly? The time I don't know. But that's the halacha. The halacha, the mechanics of the halacha of Ner Shabbos is completely different than the dinim of Amir La'akum. Okay, now we go to New Gemara. Turn up on Hayim Halach Mechus Lekrach. Person was shouting outside of the city, the raw or, and he sees this light. So hard for us to relate to this Bizman Hazed, these halachas. And he sees or, Imroiv Nachem, so it's pitch black dark. And then you see, oh, wonderful, I need to make a baracha, Boreim, Orei Ho'esh. Imroiv Nachem, most people you see in front of you are Goyim, Einoim, Mevrach, you cannot make the baracha. Imroiv Yisrael, Mevarech, if most are Yisraelim, you can make the baracha. Because we assume it was lit mitzvah Shabbos, a Jew, or it's not a Ner Shabbos Shabbos Ba'aveira. If most the people that live in the city are Yisraelim, so either the Ner was lit before Shabbos began and it's going for 25 hours, or it was first lit up Motzoi Shabbos. It's a Ner Shabbos Me'aveira. Lefi the Gemara's Maskana. The Gemara's Akasha is in a steer. What about if it's Nechza Nechza? Let's say the statistics are 50-50. So what do we have a steer? Hog of Gosha. A Marit, first you say, Imroiv Nachrim in Avarech Tzmashma, Ha Nechza Al Nechza Mevarech. For Hadutani, Imroiv Yisrael Mevarech. So the Gemara is the Iker is the first Mahalach. Only if it's Roiv Goyim. If it's Mechzal Mechza, you can be Mekel. And the Deek of the Sefer is not to be taken literally. It's because you have no choice. For the purpose of symmetry, you have to say the Mishnah one way. The idea, the Tani Reisha, Roiv Nachem, Tani Sefer, Roiv Yisrael. But Halach Lebaisa, even 50-50 is good enough to make the Bracha Borei Me'ori Reish. Tell me about how you Malach Mechuz Lekrach. What?
How do
you
to know if there's no
You look up the census, the government census, go online. Now they go online. Someone figured it out. You travel inside the city of Hoyuavi and you saw a child. The avuka biyadai. The child's holding on to an avuka. Boydek achrev. So inspect. Is this child a yid or a guy? Im Yisrael hu bevarech. You make a bracha. Vim nachayu in bevarech. My area at tinoik. Afilu gadol nam. Even an adult. You could assume. So you're saying you have to also make an investigation. The Gemara says, Amar Yudamar, Amar Vacham, Besam, Lushkisacham, Askel. Over here we're dealing with, you find someone holding a nair the moment after Shabbos is over. Shabbos over, the very first moment. Asking a gadol, if it's a gadol, an adult that's carrying an air, mucha milsa devade nachriu. Why? Because an adult Jew would not, it's a mucha, unbelievable, an adult Jew would not be in a rush to make ois Shabbos. No such thing. You ever go to mitzvah Shabbos mean? Where's everyone running? It says here in the Gemara, I used to daven in the place, I'm telling you, went on there, the earliest meeting in town, packed. It's the daven 47 minutes after Shkia, everyone else in the neighborhood daven 60 minutes after Shkia. This meeting daven 47 minutes after Shkia. The place is packed, you can't even breathe. And even at Minyan Mamish, if they start a second late.
Maybe not
a vote. What?
Maybe not
a vote. I'm just a Marv. Tzchus. Oh, Malamet Tzchus. He's doing Malamet Tzchus. Okay, he's doing Malamet Tzchus. Very good. Asher Smeit Shri, Malamet Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. So Tinoch, so if we have over here, so if it's an adult, if someone's going to go with him, Godel Muchacha Milsa. So mucha milsa devadei nachri, because a Yisrael would not be in a rush to make Shabbos. Shabbos should be over so quickly. A tinoik, no, a child. The child doesn't know the difference. The child's not. He doesn't not machsha Shabbos yet. Tinoik ema Yisrael who ikri v'nokar ikri happened. It happened v'nokar. He took the nair. Mela tinoik requires bedika. But if you see an adult, if you see the tsura in the distance of an adult, and it's mamish the second after Shabbos is over, you have to assume it's a goy. And maybe you can't make the bracha from where you're sitting, you can't make the bracha. But if you see a child, then there's a possibility, check into, if you see the tsura of a child, check into the possibility he might be a Yisrael next. Or if you see im avo kifia kivshon, if it's thick like what comes out of the pee hakivshon, we don't know what this means. We don't have a kivshon today, so we can't fool ourselves to know what this means. The color. Maybe you go to the Jewish Museum over here in Bar Park. Maybe Itaka, he could tell us. This up his alley. What's his name? A brilliant what? Deutsch. This is brilliant person. So he probably could, maybe he has such a project if I touch the color of this kipia kivshon. And over kipia kivshon, that's la'or. Then you know that you're going to a whole new yisoid. The only time you can make a bracha on or mitzor Shabbos is with little shame oira. For light, to be nenefman, if it was lit, not for the purpose of light, like today of all these types of heat, even the gas, what color is this? It's a blue. It's not a fire which produces a light. You can barely see. It's a blue type of light. It has to be a type of or which is main la'oyer that you can see, then the vorech la'vilav. If not, it's not a starkel light. And then it was lit for fuel, for an oven, to cooking. And cooking, not the lights, for the ore that was produced for cooking, even if it does produce light, but in these situations that it did not, it's not, you're not allowed to make the bracha boreim erish. You're allowed to make the bracha lof. Tanech one brisa. Or shall kivshan mevorechin, or shall steer, or kivshan mevorech lof. This means as follows: when they start the process of cooking, then they will use certain types of twigs, certain types of fuel that was only for the purpose of getting the fire, the oven heated up to cook the food. After the kiln, the furnace was heated, was burning and was cooking the food, then they would also do things in this furnace to light up the vicinity. They would use, they're saying, we don't relate to what took place in these ancient times, but they would also manipulate the furnace to illuminate the surrounding area so people can see what they're eating or can see what they're doing. But that was only done at the end. At the end, after the food was already in the process of being cooked. So when they first light up the oven, it is not being lit l'shem or for light, illumination. After the oven already has been fully kindled and the food has already been partially or fully cooked, then they would do things to the oven to produce illumination. That then you can make a bracha. Even a tanur. Here it says a tanur shel kirayim. In the previous bride says a kivshon. So dealing with different types of ovens. Kivshon was made for tiles. Wasn't really made for food. A tanner and a kirayim, what?
It was much hotter.
It was a different purpose. It was made to make utensils. Cheres. You put a cheres, you put a kli shel cheres in a kivshon to harden the kli. Different type of oven. The same answer. Tanur and kirayim was made for food. So the Gemara says this answer. Tchilu b'sefer both for the kivshon and for the tanur and the kirayim. Next. Tani chadlon. One brayso ur shol beis hakneses shol beis hamedrash mevorach. Another thing that we do not relate to in our times. We have the ur shol beis hakneses beis hamedrash mevorach. I love you. You're traveling on the road and it's motzoi Shabbos and you see in the distance the beis hakneses. There was a candle lit in the beis hakneses. So it says mevorach and I love you. Can make the bracha. Tani doch in mevorach and I love you. Steve la kashchad ika adam chashev chad lekad b'chashev. If in the beis hakneses, there are different gear sites. We know the Gemara according to our gear site, and this is very much gear when it comes to ner. The Shamish, the Seudis of the Shamish, of the Ner Shel Chanukah lie in this Gemara, Adam Chosh of Shiny. When you have an Adam Chosh in the Beis HaKnesses, it was the minute to light for the Adam Chosh of a Ner. Why are you lighting the Ner? Is it La'oira? So some learn takiyeh, you want that he should have light, or some learn no, it's nothing to do with light. It's just that it's a hakara, olam shimimaki, we have here an odom choshev. So we, again, it's a foreign concept for us today to relate to this idea. But the point is, it was not lit for your benefit, your illumination. Was it lit for his illumination? Maybe, maybe not. But it's not for you. Mainly, you have no right to make a bracha, borein me'oroish. But in this Beis HaKnesses, there is no one that's choshev. You know for a fact, it's just the hamoinam, it's just the regular people who live here, no one's choshev. Then why is there a narrow lit? It must be because they want to see what they're davening. They need some light, they don't want to chip on each other. Oh, lo'oiro hutzarech, you can make the bracha, borein me'oroish. You have the Gemara of Chanukah, what do you have in a shamish? Adam choshev, you have a shamish, sugi mesech l'shabes. But you have the same yisoid here in this Gemara. Then you can make the bracha borei meresh. Next, the e-boy is another answer. Again, according to our gears, the many gears, everything can change totally from one extreme to the other. But the second is adam chashuv. Ah, so adam chashuv, it's not for your illumination. For like kasha diko chazana, had like a chazana. If there's a chazan, a shamash who takes care of Beis HaKnesses, so then if this was the minhag. If there is a shamash the Beis HaKnesses and there's an adam chashuv, the shner was served a dual purpose. It was to makir that there's an adam chashuv, but part of the perks of the shamash taking care of the shul is when the adam chashuv leaves, the shamash gets to use the or le'oira for his illumination. The male or it's also going to be for the or of the shamash. There's also a purpose. The male then you can make the bracha borei meresh. Another answer. Again, if there is no chazana and there's an adam chashuv, then it's not le'oira. You're not going to make the bracha. Another answer is. There is a shamish. Is there moonlight? If it's in the middle of the month, then the shamish doesn't need the or of the adam chashuv. So the or of the adam chashuv is only for the adam chashuv. It's not for illumination. You can't make the bracha bari meresh because the shamish will survive on the or of the sihara of the moon. But if it's the beginning of the month, and there is no moonlight, then the shamash needs to make use of the or of the shamash. So it's men le'oira. Then you can make a bracha borei me'orehoish. Turn about Hayoshim Bebesach Midrash. Yevil or lufneihem, and they bring or b'shamay oimrim kolech aviachem baruch liatzma. Merdik Gemara. Everyone makes their own bracha. So everyone is thinking, we're going to see the Gemara soon that they didn't make a big deal about this. We make Baruch Hashem a big deal about the or mitzvah Shabbos. We make a big deal. You wouldn't chashom. You didn't think of doing anything before you make avdol, and you have a nice borei me'oreish. The Gemara will tell us the maskana. You don't go out of your way. Shabbos is over, you sit down and learn, or you do what you have to do. If you happen to have the good fortune of having or, no, so you make a bracha, borei me'oreish. If not, not. So here it was Mitzvah Shabbos, they didn't have any or, they sat down, they learned. And I guess there was moonlight, they were able to maneuver. And then, all of a sudden, the Beis Medrash someone brings in a ner. Oh, it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and now we have to make the bracha, borei me'oreish. Who makes the bracha, borei me'oreish? Is it Rav Am Adras Melech? One person makes the bracha, like we do Bizman Hazel, one person makes the bracha, and everyone answers Amen, and everyone is Nana, or does every single person make their own bracha? So in the base Medrash, if you're outside the base Medrash, in the Bayis, Lesman, the Polik, Burav, Am Haras Melech, you make one bracha. But if you're in the base Medrash, now there's a shell of Bittel Torah. What's the Bittel Torah? According to Rashi, Pelad Gemara, one word. What's the one word? Amen. If one person makes the bracha, and then everyone has to answer Amen. So you had the amount of time it took to say Amen took up time. But if everyone will make the bracha on their own, no one's answering. No one's answering Amen. No one's
saying even more time.
What?
Saying even more time.
No, why say more time?
All at the same time, everybody's gonna make a bracha. The word Amen takes more because we're waiting.
One more word.
It says together.
Half of the fellow.
A second earlier.
That's so one word. The bittle Torah of war. The time of one word. Half of the fellow.
Why is it called bittle Torah?
What? Because in that 1 second you could be learning.
No,
there's Torah and there's Omei. No. Lenny Megillah, Pesumanisa, the different type of mitzvah. Borei Me'orio H is not that leak. That it's so chashuv to be doing a Torah. The Haraya, the Gemara said in a few moments that you don't bother. There's no inyan to be mahader achar ner. If you don't have an ner, you don't have an ner. Don't even exert yourself a mashu to get in there. The Gemara said in a few moments. Megillah, you have to be mivatel Torah to lay in Kriyas Megillah. Pesum and Nisa, the whole different daraga. So the time it takes to say the word Amen is bittel Torah. Well, let's quote one more moment of how Yosham is like Medrash. If you are or lifneim, so halfly the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Anyway, they're going to have that kavanah when they make the bracha themselves, so they're going to make their own bracha. V'yahanu amen. The one word amen. Now, you should know some Rishayim here, having my misifta, they bring that from other Rishayim, they learn, I don't know if they learn this in Rashi, they learn that's not the pshat, it's not the one second. It's when Barov Maharismach, everyone pay attention, quiet. To quiet everyone down and gather everyone takes a few minutes. If dude, everyone learn, and they'll pass it around. As it comes around, you'll chop and make the bracha. So there's no bittel. So everyone will be bittel for a second to say the bracha and to do it. But if you're going to sit, Aboisai, we have an air, quiet everyone, pay attention. One person make a bracha. Until everyone will quiet down, it'll take 5 minutes.
So what about the rest of Abdullah?
The rest of Abdullah they already made. We're going in a situation where they made Avdol Mitzvah Shabbos. And there was no Ner. No, that was part of davening. Havdalah you must make.
You made Avdol in the marriage.
We were going in a situation where they made Avdolah, they had home at Bamariv, and then there was no Ner, and they went to the Beis Hamedrash to learn, and then all of a sudden they got lucky, someone went and found the Ner, and they brought it to the Beis Hamedrash. So now Shaila is what? Let's go back. So because of the din of Machlagis Beshamai and Beis Hillel. Right, Tanya Menachi. What's Marpe? Gesundheit. Asusa. Asusa. They won't say Asusa today. They won't say that? Asusa? Gesundheit. But they won't say the word Asusa? If that's the whole kunch that came out, all the laws of Asusa. You saw that recently? Came out and legalized the kunch. I bought it. I didn't get a chance to look at it. Asusa. Asisa? Asisa. Okay, so we say Gesundheit. In the Neugen and Real, they did not say Gesundheit. The Gemara is Nusach is Marpe. That's the real word. What does it say here in the Gemara? Dal, the Kisra Yad. The Kisra Yad, even the Talmud, it says Asusa. It says here with a Vav. Say my Gemara in the Oizel Hadar version 2. I have the second edition. They have the second edition of the Oizel Hadar. The article only has the first edition of the Oizel Hadar. They have here the Hagois, the Tzionim, and they have here that the Kisveyad in the Gemara itself it says Asusa, and here it says in the Gemara Marpe. Okay, Vaita. So they did not say Gesundheit because of Bittel Torah. Vaita. That fits along with the first shot.
What does Asusa mean?
It means good mazel. I don't know. I take it back. I don't know. Marpe means health. Lo adam hamis atesh, person sneezes. Shergilim loymar takarashis lugim loymar asusa. Vav. I don't know what it means. I don't know. I guess it means something. I don't know. Right. Bittel is man of the gesundheit. The man of saying gesundheit is bittel Torah. Oh, right. It's a medrash. By the time of when they would say they thought that was a sin, they died. So now you should live. Other rabba, this is not going to happen.
You said when you should die.
Yeah. Right. Lashon is one word. I think it's backwards. Rashi is not 100% clear what Rashi means in the previous Rashi. Rashi is marach. We in the footnotes, he's mafalpul in the Rashi. It's not clear what Rashi says. If you learn Rabbi Gamliel, then you go backwards in Rashi, you can read into Rashi, it's one word. But he says it's not so posh to say that. If you look in the Rishon of the Rachanim, Hadif HaTaych Rashi, it could be there's another Mahalach in the Gemara. And even when it says over here Marpe, what exactly it means, it could be there was something more elaborate. We just say Gesundheit. It could be there was a more elaborate type of bracha that was given when a person would sneeze. Let's go weiter. We gotta go to Vaita. We're running out of time. I appreciate every question. It's precious. Believe me, but we have to cover the ground. Base measure, the base hamidush and ain mevarchem al neir v'loyalav sad mishol mason. My time, why do I make a bracha on mishol mason? My time, neir l'chvoid hu diavida. It's meant for kavod. It's not meant for or. B'sam lavurei reichu hu david. It's not meant for hana. It's meant to take away the foul odor of the mace. And the meila, it's not meant for giving koyach to a person. It's not meant, the aura is not meant for light, illumination. It depends. There are different types of mason. There are chashuvim and there are not as chashuv. The ones that are not as chashuv, the ones that were very chashuv, they would light it even by day. You don't need a day there. The ones that were not so chashuv, they did not light by day. So meila, when they light at night, why are they lighting at night? If this is the type of mace that they would light even by day, that's a gila, that even when they're lighting a ner at night, they're not lighting it for or, they're lighting it for kovite. But if they would not light by day and they're lighting it at night, they're all lighting it for or, then you can make a bracha. So I'm going to read a rabbi called Moshe and Biyoim, Uva Laila, the Ikris Biyoim, then Ein Mavarchim La, the Chol Shein Moitzin Lufan of Ela Balaila, oh, so it shows it's really for or, then Mavarchim La, you make a bracha. I'm going to read a rabbi called Moshe and Lufan of Some the basic nesses for shemen who also love. It's not meant for a reach. It's meant just to take away the foul odor. And the meila, you cannot make a bracha bore mine besamim. Lememra the cholech to love lerecha avidu lebarachna li lavei. If it's not meant for reach, you can't make a bracha meisrei hanichnas lechanusay shel basam. Basam is a person who specializes in perfumes. The hariach reach and you delicious, you smell the fragrance. I feel you the perfume. I feel Yashav Shom Kolayam Kulo Ainam Mavarech El Pamachas. One time. Nichnas Vyatza, Mavarech Al Kol Pamu Pam. But when you go into the store, it's not meant for Reach. It's meant just that's a byproduct. It's an accident. So yet you still make a bracha. So what do you see? Vihahacha, the Lavarecha Huda Vida, and yet if you come a Varech and you make a bracha. So you see that you make a bracha when it's not l'reach, so you know, in l'reach nami hu David, no, it's not a pshat, you're no business. Even in the perfume stores, they bedavka want you to smell it. They bedavka want you to give you a taste, a tam of the reach, in order that you should be a good customer, you should want to buy it. So it is, it's not an accident that is a good fragrance in the store. Even if they had the koyach in the basam store to completely contain the fragrance, and no one should smell anything, they would deliberately cause that there should be a fragrance in the store as an advertisement and as a means to get someone to buy the merchandise. No, in l'recha nami hu diavida ki hechi dinirchu inshei. People should smell the fragrance v'nesu v'nizun should come and should buy minei from it. Turn up on the malach b'chutz l'krach v'rech v'rech v'rech. The person goes outside of the city and he smells fragrance. So where is this fragrance coming? If it belongs to a guy, ain't a mevarich because it's probably for avodah zara. If Rav Yisrael mevarich, Rabbi Yosef, I feel Rav Yisrael nami ain't mevarich. Benayis Yisrael mekatres because do you imagine Rachman Olslan? Because Jews were nechshad on kishuf. Benayis Yisrael mekatres like a shofim. The Gemara says what? Just because there are a few Rachman Olslan people who are nechshal. That's a kidding on Rav. Even the Rav Yisrael, you have to assume that Rav Yisrael are doing avodah zara, doing kishuf. Oh, to kulu l'kshav mekadrin. So the Gemara says, no. Here's what I meant to say. Hachi havile lemiutin l'kshavim. Lemiutin nami. The Gemara says, no. You're right. Havile mitu l'kshav. The Gemara says, oh, to kulu l'kshavim mekadrin. The Gemara says, no. You're right. Havile mitu l'kshavim. But you should know mitu nami l'gamer es akelim. Motzoy Shabbos. It was the minog to press the clothing, to clean the clothing with Mitzvah Shabbos. And part of the process of cleaning clothing in ancient times is to use certain type of fragrances. And the Mela, the fragrances are not meant for Reach, they're meant as an ingredient somehow to press the clothing. So it's not L'Reach.
Smell good.
What? It didn't smell good, but over here you did smell good.
To make the clothing smell good.
Not, the clothing should smell good, but not the people should be nana from the fragrance. People should not have anah. It's not meant that people should enjoy the fragrance for its own purpose, for what the havdalah is meant for. And in Mela, it's a meat plus another meat, and these two meats combined to at least a half, or a roiv. The roiv is not producing fragrance for the purpose of being mechazek the neshama. It's not a roiv that's does a recha for kishuf. It's a meat, but you have to know there's another meat that's doing it for legan boas akhelin, and the combination of these two meatim, we don't have a roiv. The combination of these two mutim is going to add up to a word that's not for the purpose of b'sam. Amar Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamalach bar Bar Shabbosos. B'Tveria, uvimotzoy Shabbosos. So you're going erev Shabbos in Tveria. Uvimotzoy Shabbosos, b'tzipoyrei v'horeach reach. Einoy mevorech. You're not allowed to make a bracha. Now, why would you want to make a bracha? You make a bracha erev Shabbos. So this is Nishni Gemara. B'Tveria. So I guess you make a bracha. You smell b'sam, you make a bracha. Even if it's not for the purpose of borei minei b'sam. It's a good fragrance, you have to make a bracha. But you cannot make the bracha, why? Because this is not a fragrance that was produced for the purpose of fragrance. It's a byproduct of legamer bo'es hakelin. In these places, the minhag was either to clean, to press the clothing, either the Erev Shabbos or Mitzvah Shabbos, in preparation for the next Shabbos. It was not being produced for fragrance, being produced for the clothing. The clothing should smell good. And the mele, you cannot make a bracha. Ein uvarach m'nei shecheskosei, ein osu el legamer bo'es hakelin, to levasim rash levasim ba'ashonay esabgodim ba'ashon, the smoke should go and cause the clothes to smell good. Tanabon hayimalach b'shuk in shalakim among a non-kosher shuk nisratzel lehariach harei zechad. If you have kavona to smell the delicious smell harei zechad, they probably used to go in the bus, the pizza shop over around the corner.
Pesach?
Pizza shop or Pesach? A goy, even a goy shop is the whole year round.
Yeah,
I used to go in for the bus. The bus on Cortelia, right near Torah Vidas, is right in front of a goy shop pizza stop. So, the fragrance of non-kosher pizza every single day, so you're not allowed. It's not Avera, but Nisrat, so they have mamash bus mechalov in the non-kosher pizza shops. Nisman, because there's not so posh to find this man as a bus mechalov mamash. They're right, so you what? They really have. By the Pidanko, you have to know exactly. Be a bucky and all these things, but Nisratza L'Riach V'Harei Zechoyte. It's not mamish naver, but it's not in the spirit of the halacha to do such thing. Next, Ve'im V'Chanal B'Lom Mishin V'Chanal Ner Shei Ad Sheyosu. You may not make bracha until you have hana from the Ner Shel Mishal Mitzvah Shabbos of Bari Mori Reish. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Lo Yehosu. When it says over here Lo Yehosu Yosu Mashman, simply that you have to, in order to make the bracha, you have to have hana. It doesn't mean mamish hana. Ela Kol Sheilu Oybe V'Karev Mishamish Loi. Even if you're at a distance, I can see them there, I can see the Shalheves. If I would come close, I would be able to derive benefit. I would be able to, the Gemara will tell us, differentiate between different types of coins, is the example the Gemara gives. That's, even though I, where I'm standing now, I do not have enough light to differentiate between different types of coins, but I can at least see the flame, and if I would come close, there would be enough or nearby to differentiate. That is sufficient to make the bracha, afilu berichok mokoim. Ela kol she'ilu oimei bekarav mishamesh lo'ira, afilu berichok mokoim. V'chein amra v'ashi berichok mokoim sheninu. It's good enough, even at a distance, as long as if you would come close, there would be enough light to make the bracha, to differentiate. Let's say a person has one person's a neir that's hidden in his lap. Oy bipanos. Panos is a lantern inside of a glass case. Oy shura shal heves, you see the shal heves, a flame. Viloy nishtamish lo oira, oy nishtamish, or new case, you're able to mean nishtamish lo oira. In other words, you don't see the flame. The flame is behind around the bend. Viloy rashal heves, but you have enough light to make hana. It says here clearly, einoy mevorech, you cannot make the bracha until you have two different hanas, at sheyire shal heves v'yishtamish lo oira. So what's going on? Bishlema mishtamish lo oira, we understand mishtamish lo oira v'lo oira shal heves mishkachas lo b'kayim lo b'keren zonis. The nair is around the corner, and it's producing a lot of light. And where you're standing, you can differentiate between different coins, but you don't see the actual shalheves. No good. You can't make the bracha bore. You have to actually see the shalheves. Elo rosh shalheves. But let's say you can see the shalheves. V'loy nishtamish loy rehechi mishkachas. So you can see the shalheves, but you can't have an hechi mishkachas. Hechi mishkachas. So lav dimenachakol is not that. Is in the case where you're at a distance. I'm standing where I am. I can see the shalheves, but where I am right now, I can't differentiate between two different types of coins. And over here it says you cannot make a bracha. This is in direct contradiction to what we learned one moment above, that you can make a bracha in this situation. But Morris Law, it's not the case. Going the Amya the Ozla. No, we're going in the case with Taka, you can see the flame, but the flame is so weak. Or it's like a coal, a coal that's going out. It's so schwach. Even though you can see there's something that's burning, if you were to come very close, you cannot differentiate between two different types of coins. It's flickering. But if you would be able to derive benefit, if you were to come close, you do not need to be close. You can be at a distance and make the bracha as well. So we have no kasha from this bris. If they are still flaming, there's still some light. Mevorchin aleihem. Oynimois. If they are flickering, they're going out. Ein mevorchin aleihem. Hechidami loychashos. Amar avchisa kol shilu machnis l'sechem kisan. If there's enough light, if there's enough flame, if you would insert a splinter, v'dolekes, and it would catch fire, me'oleha. That is called lechashay, so that is called a flame, and you have to have the condition. That's called a flame, and also you can derive benefit. But if you could, let's say it's glowing, you can derive benefit, but it's not a flame. What do you mean it's not a flame? It's so shvach, it's some type of material where it glows. Oh, the glow is enough to derive benefit, but it's so weak, if you could put a splinter, it wouldn't catch fire. That's not called a flame. You're violating, you're missing the most basic condition for the bracha borei me'or. Now there was a stomach grammatical question: is it with an aleph or with an ayin? Oymimois, oymimois. So the aleph or an ayin. Tashmas a pasuk. Diamarav chisto bar avimi arozim loy umumu began elokim. Cedars that have not been dimmed. So here we have the word oymimois. Oymimois means to be dim, and here it's with an ayin. So you see the correct letter is an ayin, not with an aleph. Rava Omar yeosumam. Show this whoever holds that when it comes to bori. And the area she must mamish havhana, meaning you must actually come, you must actually, where you are standing, you must be able to derive benefit. The kama, what's called hana? Amula kadeshiyakir ben isul pundio, in two different small coins. I don't know what they look like, but two different small coins, and you have to be able to differentiate between one and the other. You need some degree of light. Chizkama kadeshiyakir ben miluzma shel tveria miluzma shel tzira. These are weights. They were put on scales. They were very small weights, put it to balance the scale. Each country had their different type of weights. You have to be able to differentiate between one and the other. I'm not exactly sure if one is being machin, or one, which one is being machin, which one is being makel. I do not know. And now the Gemara, the halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Do we paskin? Do you have to actually come close, or can you make a bracha even at a distance? So the Gemara tells us three different amoroyim. He branched mevorach ad bei ada. Dalia, Adbe Ada Dalia. Now the Rashi says Adbe Ada Dalia was Rashi, Rabbi Huda, Chayim Baruch Al Orish Shabes Ada Dalia. Who was he? He was a person. He lived far away. Rabbi Yehuda Shitala Tameh, Deloy Boy Sarach Lashitasa, you don't need to make a bracha nearby. As long as you are, even at a distance, you can make the bracha. Rova Mavarech Adabei Guria Bar Chama, he was a person who lived right next door. So we're coming to illustrate that he made a bracha, there was a person who lived next door who lit a ner Mitzvah Shabbos, and Rava from his porch, he made the bracha, because the ner was so strong that where Rava was standing, he can be nena exactly where he was. And then the Gemara tells about Abaya. And Abaya, it's not clear, we don't know what Abaya means. Abaya Mavarech Adabei Mar Avua, opposite Mar Avua, but we do not know. Was Ma'avua close or far? It doesn't say in Rashi. The first one over here, they say it's not clear if Abaya is coming to Chilik on Rava, is coming to agree with a pshara between Rava and Abaya, maybe some type of pshara. Okay. What time is it? Time is up. Okay, so Bishem, tomorrow night.